found a groove in the first half, scored some points. And then obviously we didn't score any in the second half. And we knew coming in, facing a good team that's going to put up some points. And, we didn't execute well enough in the second half.
Right. Did you, coming out in the second half, were you weren't going to make many changes? You had such success in the first half. You're planning to come out and just trying to continue with what you were doing successfully in that first half?
Yeah, we some minor adjustments, but we were comfortable with the success we were having in the first half, and wasn't any major changes happening for the second half.
Obviously, one of the situations, the protection. They were throwing a lot of different blitz looks at you, and then they were successful throughout. What do you need to do in order to be able to compete against teams that are going to show you these looks? Because we've seen it now for a little bit.
Nothing special we need to do. We just got to be targeted on the right guys and execute the blocks and get the football out.
Brian, can you talk about the effect that the kick off the right upright had on the game? It really seemed like that swung momentum to the other side.
Well, maybe it changed momentum, maybe it didn't. At the end of the day, that didn't matter. We needed to execute and needed to score points, and we didn't make it happen.
Did you feel like you missed an opportunity? I think it was two plays earlier when you threw down to Wallace near the goal line. Did you feel like you missed an opportunity to maybe put the game out of reach there, or at least put yourself in a very good position?
Yeah, we had a chance. We just didn't make the play.
Ryan, the sack where you got blindsided, what happened? Was that should you have adjusted the protection? Should the offensive line have adjusted? Or what happened on that play?
That was just a good play by them. I'm not going to get into whose fault that was, but, they hit us at the right time and, got the ball out.
Ryan, what is the mindset of guys in that locker room? You start out winning three games, you lose four straight, you got another quick one coming your way here on Thursday. What's the confidence like in that locker room?
Obviously we're not at an all-time high right now, but we got to get back on track. That's the only option we have. Short week coming up with a good Cincinnati team coming to play at home, so we got to turn around, put this one behind us, learn from it, and get ready to face a good team on Thursday.
The interception. Where McCourty tips it and it gets picked off. Did you think that he was in bounds? Did you have a view on it? Did you have any opinion on that play?
Live, I got hit, so I didn't see how it ended up. From the replay, it was close, too close for me to call. I think he did a good job. It's tough coming in. Learning a full offense in a week, being thrown onto the field, but I think he did a good job.
And the play where Olivier Vernon was ruled to have batted the ball forward, did you get a view of that, and what did you think of that? Was he trying to scoop it?
Yeah, it's a tough play. I'm sure we'll have to see what the league says about that.
On top of the free guys, it looks like the defense did a great play and winds up being first down for that.
That was a big play, but there was a lot of big plays in the game, it's a big swing and field position. I think it was like a 35-yard swing and field position right there, but we had our chances to make an opportunity. It didn't come down to that one play.